Justin Brock here with BBI Marketing, Bobby Brock Insurance, and obviously associated with the Medicare Gurus Facebook group, the famous Facebook group with almost 9,000 members in it. So if you haven't joined that, check it out. Tons of information. Today I'm going to do a little video breaking down some math for the insurance industry. We're going to be talking specifically about Medicare. And so the title of the video is Four Ways to Make $100,000 in a Year in Medicare, right? And we are in a residual game. So I'm going to give two options that are just the residual compounding effect and two that would actually account for you to be able to make that money within about a year, right? And within one first year of starting, like what that would look like. When you're thinking about the strategies we're going over here, think about street level commissions. So we're talking about, you know, going out and getting a street level contract with someone, meaning you are paid the commissions directly to you, and it's typically what is deemed street. Normally with a Medicare Advantage plan, the street renewal in 2021 was somewhere around $2,250 a month. And so that's what I'm using the math for. It's actually slightly higher than that now, so it could be a little bit easier to do this. But not a whole lot. We hadn't changed too much. Also, with Medicare supplements, we're using the national average premium, the average street level renewal. There are states like Michigan that are a little front-end loaded that can offset this equation, but you'd lose it on the back end. So at some point, it all comes out in value and in the wash. There's not a huge difference from state to state. There are some anomalies like New York and California and different places with higher premiums, et cetera, Florida. But when you're looking at this is, again, 9 times out of 10, this is going to make sense. Also, we're talking about placed policies. So you actually have to get this business issued in force and kept on the books. So sometimes when we do a video like this, somebody might comment on the persistency, a factor. So, you know, if your persistency sucks and you're losing a whole bunch of business, you're going to have to pile on way more. And even if you use average persistency, this is really like talking about the policies that stick long term and become legitimate clients, not people that flip flop around every 3 months or cancel. Those are of low value. We're talking about valuable, high quality clients. Before I get further into this, I would love if you guys would subscribe to the channel and take the time to check out some of the other things that we offer on the internet over at justinbrock.com or medicarecon.com, or even check out GoGuru University and GoGuru CRM at goguru.pro. Yes, .pro is a domain. Also, want to let you guys know that we are actively looking for agents who need help. We are an FMO who owns a couple of agencies. We own two agencies in two different towns that we manage, and through the efforts of growing those agencies, we are able to help you grow your own with legitimate data, legitimate facts, legitimate things that are working, and give you, you know, absolute, real consulting information related to the growth of those agencies that we have grown. Both are very successful. Both use different methodologies. We're starting to join them to where they use similar methodologies, but there's more than one way to skin a cat. What we want to do is grow high impact agencies that help people and create massive revenue with a happy team inside. That's our goal. If that's what you want to do, we can help you do that. We also have an in-house marketing agency where we're actively looking for people that want to build or improve the quality of their website, as well as do some other things, design work, leasing some of the intellectual property that we've created that's very valuable. So all that. If you want information on that, there's a billion ways to get in touch with us, but you can leave a comment below and somebody will reach out to you. So, without further ado, I'm going to get into these numbers. Looking at these numbers, we have four ways to make $100K. The first two I'm going to talk about are just the general renewal strategy. How many Medicare Advantage customers or how many average Medicare supplement customers do I have to get before the renewal stream on a street level contract is $100,000? Remember, persistency on some of this is a factor, but these are long-term quality clients that stay with you. Renewal strategy one is we're just doing a little math, and you may not be able to see this board, and that's okay. You don't have to see it. It's simple. $100,000 divided by 12 is the precipice for all of this. I'm trying to look at what is the monthly residual required. So $100,000 divided by 12 is around $8,333 a month. That's what $100,000 is. So to get to that much revenue on the Medicare Advantage side, with these average renewals, we're looking at about 370 clients. If I can acquire, retain, and keep 370 Medicare Advantage clients, keep them happy, I'm making about $100,000. Now that's gross. You probably have an investment to get there. So it also goes into what is net, what is gross, what is premium, what is income. There's a lot of people out there that'll say, I have an eight-figure agency, and they're talking about premium. What is their income? Maybe less than six figures. You don't really know because it's all based on gross profit and net profit. What do they bring into the table, you know, versus how is their agency growing? Most people that grow big agencies tout the numbers of the agency because they're more worried about growing their business than taking a whole bunch of money home, right? But some people know how to do a good mixture of both, which is important. 370 Medicare Advantage clients. If I look at Medicare supplements, when we calculated the national average premium for Medicare supplements, somewhere around $1,500 with an average street level commission around 21%. So it's actually slightly higher than what we were doing on Medicare Advantage. Again, the Medicare Advantage renewals a little bit higher. I can't remember what it was, will be in 2022. But $26.25 a month is what that kind of renewal came out to on the Medicare supplement side. Persistency is also higher in the Medicare supplement market too. So, but we're trying to factor out persistency in this and just skip to the part that these are our quality sticking clients. So it's about 317 Medicare supplement only clients maintained to get to that 100,000 in revenue spot. Again, gross, right? So you may have some expense to get there. Maybe you're spending 50,000 to get there. Now you're making 50,000 finally. Within 1 year, if these are strategies on how we would make $100,000 in the first year, you know, of business. And when I say first year, some of this is 12 months worth of work to hit that 100,000 in the first 12 months of fruition from that. So we'll consider that we're on a 12-month advance on all of this to accomplish this, right? So what I look at the first year is to get there faster. It really is going to help you to do, you know, general cross-selling. In the Medicare supplement market, the two biggest cross-selling policies are, well, the biggest is the Part D prescription drug plan, which I did factor in here. Small commission on those, but it's still relevant. The other is dental, vision, and hearing plans, or a cancer policy. So with those two factored in, and not selling both of them, but at least one at the average street level commission, where I'm not factoring in renewals because we're talking about first year commissions here, the Medicare supplement and the Part D plan. If you had 185 of those stick, you'd be at about 100K in that year's worth of work, okay? 185, so not too many. You know, however, that's, you know, considering 100% attachment of one ancillary policy. So it's pretty difficult. So you may have to do some more than that because some of them are gonna just buy the Medicare supplement, and then it becomes like a wash where maybe half of them bought an ancillary, so I'm closer to 225 or 230 before I hit that 100K in revenue. Gross. And I keep harping on the gross and net thing because sometimes people get shiny objects like, oh, I can make 100K first year, but they're really making 40K because they spent so much to get there and maybe they're negative in the beginning. But that's just how business works. Anybody that sells you a pipe dream that you can make a whole bunch of money without spending a whole bunch of money in the beginning, you know, probably a short-lived success pyramid scheme type of deal. And we want to give you legitimate information. So I keep throwing this out there because it's just like really disheartening to me how many people get, you know, blinded by fake stuff. And then it takes them years to find us so that we can show them the path to true long-term prosperity. Also, first year option, Medicare Advantage plan, plus the most commonly cross-sell ancillary policy with it is a HIP. If you had 100% attachment rate, nobody does, but if you had 100% attachment rate of the average HIP premium with the Medicare Advantage street level commission, you could write 151 of them and be up to 100K in that first 12 months worth of work. Now, I'm gonna go back and continue to harp on this. This is a residually compounding game. You could sell many less final expense policies or life policies and make 100K in your first year. But those people that are selling that out there are not telling you that you have to factor in, you know, your insane lead cost, like clockwork, how many leads am I buying? A lot of these people sell you the leads, so they're also making money on the lead side, which is, you know, kind of a conflict of interest. And then there's the persistency issue. Final expense persistency industry-wide is 70%. But groups like us are dragging that up because we don't go after final expense, but we occasionally cross-sell one. How do we cross-sell one? I'm talking to somebody with Medicare, and they're my Medicare customer, and we've helped them, and they call me back and say, hey, we didn't talk about life insurance. Do you have a burial policy? That person is 100% persistency. We'll say 99% because certainty scares people. 99% persistency is dragging up the national average on final expense to 70. A final expense producing hierarchy's average persistency, the ones that are out there just going bananas, running direct mail leads and Facebook, cheap Facebook leads, is probably 60% persistency. So you can bank on a 40% fall off, a no renewal game, and a high lead cost right away. The average final expense producer telling you they wrote $300,000 or $400,000 in premium at some sort of, you know, lower contract probably than, you know, most because they haven't climbed is probably not making nearly as much as they think. It's really easy to pretend to be rich on the internet. But people that really have money and really build a business are a different breed. They don't look flashy. It's not fake. So quit looking for those fake, flashy things. We had a guy that came into the office the other day that had found us on YouTube, and he started name dropping some of the people he looked at. And one of the things he said is, I found you guys because I found this video by Googling how to make a lot of money. And then eventually I saw your video and you guys were down the road. If you're Googling how to make a lot of money, or if you're Googling how to make $100,000, or you're YouTube searching that, you're gonna find people that are selling you snake oil. The reason to get into the insurance industry is the residual compounding revenue. The expectation from you should be low support out of the gate until you've proven yourself that you're willing to work hard, because most people don't have what it takes to make it. Balls to the walls for 3 years, don't look up, don't expect anything from anybody else, kill what you eat. All of a sudden, you're doing really, really well. You understand the value of compounding residual revenue. And now hierarchies will take you seriously and support you more. That should be the expectation. Hierarchies that try to tell you uplines, FMOs, NMOs, IMOs, whatever they call themselves, are all the same thing. There's no difference. They're all selling you on them. Then when you get there, if you're not producing, they're not going to do anything for you. Some of them won't do anything for you even when you are producing a lot. So if you're interested in getting it straight from the horse's mouth from people that have done it with real expectations, I'm not selling you a pipe dream. Head over and check us out, justinbrock.com, goguru.pro, or check us out on medicarecon.com so you can check out our conference that's coming up in Birmingham in April of 2022. If you end up watching this afterwards, we're going to have this conference every year. So if you go to medicarecon.com, you'll see where it's going to be next year. Thank you guys for watching.
Time to train like a guru. GoGuru University is an ever-expanding, cutting-edge, interactive training platform with live weekly coaching calls constructed to train agents efficiently and compliantly. GoGuru University offers a library of training modules explaining Medicare A to Z, face-to-face and telesales training, SEO and other marketing, and much more. Visit goguru.university to schedule your one-on-one demo today.